Question: should believing women not cut their hair at all, or is cutting it okay as long as it can still be called long hair? Answer: well, one thing is clear, women's hair should not be cut off. 1 Corinthians 11:6. In this passage, which is also made clear by the word used in the basic text, this refers to cutting short and not cutting off a few centimeters or straightening the ends of hair, because it is about what is shameful for a woman. And trimming ends is not shameful because it is, presumably, not even noticed. However, the following consideration arises at this point. Should a woman really touch her honor, according to the basic text, her glory, as it says in 1 Corinthians 11:15 with regard to her hair, and shorten this glory? Ezekiel 44:20 mentions the alternative to cutting and shaving off, letting it grow freely. If you combine this with 1 Corinthians 11:6, you can see what should be typical of a woman's hair: free growth. See Jeremiah 7:29. In Hebrew, there is a special term for women's hair, nizer, and this refers to uncut hair. In Deuteronomy 6:5, Nazirites are told, among other things, to let their hair grow freely. When these regulations are applied to Samson's mother, Judges 13, 4, 5, this point is not mentioned because it was obviously a matter of course for her. When straightening the ends of hair, it should be noted that this can quickly go on, and eventually, as a result of getting used to this process, you can end up with really short hair. It should also be borne in mind that the split ends, which you want to get rid of when trimming, are hardly noticed by others anyway. Without wanting to make too big a deal out of it, every believing sister who has the desire to please the Lord in everything should consider these thoughts, or rather, the scriptures cited in Peace Before God,